Last week, we left off one thing that we didn't clarify. That's one mile with the app. People call me whenever I don't get back to something. Between all the listeners, they pick up any kasha I didn't get back to. So we discussed the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu took Gantz Klal Yisrael, Yeshua Benun rather, took Gantz Klal Yisrael, and he put them between the Badayar. He put all of Klal Yisrael between the two poles of the Aron. It was from the biggest Nisim in Gantz Tanakh to my Gantz Klal Yisrael. Took all of Klal Yisrael, he put them between the two Badei Ha'Aron. So we know a Klal Gadol, Lo Yavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dina Nisa Bechdi, Hashem doesn't just do miracles. And here you have a mamish, an underrated miracle. We don't talk about this miracle. This was a big, as far as I'm concerned, this is a bigger mess than Yeshua Benun stopping the sun. Stopping the sun, it's a nice nest, but there's a bigger nest than stopping the sun. Stopping the sun, I'm sure Olam remembers. You remember the with the stipler? The Olam doesn't remember of Shach Satzal's Hesped on the stipler. Huh? What? Who said? I'm sure you remember? See that? Rabbi Friedland. Now you know why I have a yeshiva, so we should have a Rabbi Friedland come out of it. The Rav Shach spoke, he gave a hesped on the stipler. And Rav Shach said that it says that when Klal Yisrael were maspid Yeshua, it says they were misatzel. They were lazy in the hesped of Yeshua Benun. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbat says, Gosh Aleim Ahal Harga. The mountain was going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Because they weren't maspid Yeshua Benun properly. From there, the Gemara says that a person should be very careful not to be misatzel b'espeid yishol chacham. Don't be lazy, right? So the whole Gemara is a matna Gemara. First of all, who's lazy to give a hesped? It's not like such a hard thing to give a hesped. You know, in 20 minutes, it's over. Give a hesped. Misatzel b'espeid. You're talking about somebody's already coming to the Levaya and he's getting up to speak. Misatzel b'espeid yishol chacham. The word atzlus you use if you have a big job to do. So you're an atzl. Right? Guy's an atzl. This atzlus for hesped? What does it even mean? But besides for that, Rav Shach is the great kasha. He says, what do you mean? Yeshua Benun had the best hesped. He says they took a picture of the sun. They put on his kever. And they said, Klal Yisrael said, that this is the man that stopped the sun. And anybody that passed the grave of Yeshua Benun said, Chaval al Abdin. What a loss that we lost Yeshua Benun, the one that stopped the sun. So what do you mean about it? They gave a very good hesped. Gevaldige hesped. So Rav Shach said a gevaldige vort. Rav Shach was medayik in the Medrash that when Yeshua Benun stopped the sun, how did he stop the sun? The sun, as the sun moves, it's saying Shira for the Rabbanu Shalal. That's the way the sun moves. It's saying praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole creation is that way. Pirkei Shmira, now everybody knows about Pirkei Shmira, right? Everybody who doesn't read Perek Shmira now, it's a whole thing, Perek Shmira, with the pictures and the Midrashim and everything else, right? What every animal says. The whole Bria, Shemayim, Mesaprim, Kvoid, Keil, Umasa, Yodav, Magad, Rekia. So the Medrash says that when Yeshua Benun told the sun to stop, he was really telling the sun to stop saying Shira. Because the way the sun says Shira Fakodish Baruch Hu is the movement of the sun. The actual movement of the sun is the Shira. So Yeshua Benun was telling the sun, don't say Shira. And the Medrash says that Yeshua Benun said the Shira of the Chanukah. Yeshua Benun, with his godless, was able to say whatever Shira the sun does by moving, he was able to do. He was able to tell the sun, shut up, stay there, I'll take over. That's a ruchniistic madrega of Yeshua Benun. So Rav Shach said, the Velt is saying stories about the stipler. His moifsim, his nisim, the stipler said this, he said that. That's not what the hesped is. The hesped is who the stipler was. what kind of Baal Torah he was, what kind of tzaddik he was. Everything else is just an outcome of that. The stipel is able to say Shira for the whole Bria. That's the stipel. So Rav Shach said a great idea. He says, that's Shat Mis'atzel Bespeidah Shel Chacham. There's two kinds of Hespedim you could give. When you lose a tzaddik, there's two kinds of Hespedim you could give. One Hesped, story time. Story time. A tzaddik dies, I'll tell you 100 stories. First of all, it's geschmack. It's entertaining. Very geschmack. It's even, you could call it inspirational. Right? That's one kind of Hesped. But then there's another kind of Hesped. The other kind of Hesped is, you talk about the person, and you're makabel on yourself what you could do. You're makabel, what could I do to emulate that person? That's not so entertaining. That's hard work. That's a hard job. That's not easy. That's hard work. Mis'atzel b'espeidi shel chacham means you're busy saying baba maisis instead of accepting to really do something. That's the laziness. The laziness is to say stories. Saying stories is lazy. Accepting obligation, what you're going to do in your life different, that's work. That's pshat mis'atzel b'espeidi shel chacham. Instead of us talking about Yeshua ben Nun Shira and his Torah, we're talking about the sun stopped. That we missed the boat. Mis'atzel b'espeidi shel chacham. That's the Yesaid. So, Lamaisa, the fact that Yeshua stopped the sun wasn't even as big of a ness as putting Gans Klal Yisrael between the two Badei Aron. So I want to ask you, what was the purpose of that ness? What was the tachlis? What was the purpose of Yeshua ben Nun as we're going into Eretz Yisrael to take the entire nation of Klal Yisrael, the whole Am Yisrael, and put them in between the two Badei Aron? This much space. Put Gans Klal Yisrael. What was the what's the tachlis? What's the pshat in that? So I'm going to tell you a medrash in Bereishis. I'll just read you this medrash in Bereishis. And with that, we'll get a little bit of an einug. The medrash says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so he put the water, Yikavu Hamayim, he put the water should be gathered up in one place, wherever it was, the oceans, and wherever the water was. And the Medrash says, one second, the whole world was covered with water. The whole world was Merachefes HaPnei Amoyim. So it was one big water, one big body of water. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put water, gather up the water, where? If you have dry land, say, okay, let the water gather up by the dry land. There was no dry land. So the Medrash says, B'noyik Shabo Elohim, Mifana kli mole b'soich kli reka. If you have a full bottle of water, you have to empty it. You find something that's empty, and you fill it up. He says, Avul kol oilam kuloi mayim, v'at amar el mokoy mechad, el mikan shemachzik es hamaruba. Says the Medrash, U'dikavaso b'yeshua b'nun, v'yoyme yeshua b'nei yisrael gushu, Ravuna Omar Zokfon Ben Shnei Bade Oren. So the Medrash is saying that Yeshua ben Nun was trying to give us a lesson. He was teaching us something. And that's what he was doing when he brought all of us into between the two Bade Oren. He was trying to show us that the impossible is possible. That's what the Medrash is saying. The impossible is possible. Omar Yeshua Mima Shech Ziku Shnei Bade Oren Eschem. Atem yodim sheshchinosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know the Shechin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And the teidu sheoloi kederech hateva. Fascinating medrash. Unbelievable medrash. I brought down a very similar medrash in Parsha Shlach years ago. Fascinating medrash. The medrash talks about the desire. Talks about meraglim. That when Moshe Rabbeinu sent Klal Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, what did he tell the Meraglim to bring home? But Moshe, you remember what he told the Meraglim to bring back from Eretz Yisrael? Oh, Paris, right? And it says they took the big fruit, took a bunch of people just to carry some grapes. Yeah? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Pasuk, His chazaktem ulakachtem mipri aretz. That's what the Pasuk says. Simply it means, roll up your sleeves and carry the fruit. It's gonna be heavy. His chazaktem. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, His chazaktem mipri aretz. You should get chizuk from the fruit. How do you get inspiration from a grape? Even a big grape doesn't get me inspired. Maybe gets me hungry, right? You get inspired by a big grape. Wow, look at that grape. Wow, I'm inspired. What's wrong? What? So the pshat I said was mamish this yisoid of this medrash, which is that when the Rabbanu Shalom gives us a mitzvah, he gives us the siyata d'shmaya to makayim that mitzvah. So when we have a mitzvah in the Torah, it's not a question of it's a challenge. It is a challenge. But the Rabbanu Shalom also at the same time is giving you the koyach to be mekayim that mitzvah. So the Rabbanu Shalom says, v'ahavta l'racha kamoicha, right? V'ahavta l'racha kamoicha doesn't mean you should love your buddy. Because that, you could go into a public school and a university, and it's the same thing. They love their buddies. They love the people that think like them and believe like them. And today, they just took a recent poll that Democrats don't want to have anything to do with Republicans, right? You love people that think like you. Even politics, they have to think like you. Even something as stupid as politics. I like people that think like me. That's not the mitzvah after HaKamoicha. The mitzvah after HaKamoicha is to think in your mind, the one Jew that you have zero in common with, that thinks totally different than you, that what they think is a chill is something that you think is gefelach. And whatever, you're down, they're up. Isn't that what they call it? I'm down for that? It means I'm up for that? Isn't that what it means? I think it came out like that, right? Yeshiva Shishprach. Whatever you think is geschmack, they think is disgusting. Whatever you think is disgusting, they think is geschmack. Some of you mamish don't have two words to say. On that person, the Torah gave you a mitzvah v'ahavta l'racha kamoicha. On that Jew, the Torah gave you a mitzvah v'ahavta l'racha kamoicha. And if the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you a mitzvah v'ahavta l'racha kamoicha for that Jew, that means you could do it. Because the Eibishter gives you with the mitzvah siyata d'shmaya. I told this to a guy 15 years ago, we had a teacher in the school, taka not a geshmaka guy. And this kid, mamish, couldn't stand him. Couldn't stand him. And I told him, your v'ahavta l'racha kamoicha this year is this teacher. That's going to be your thing this year. And he was makamit. It gave him a whole different perspective how to look at it. People don't look at a teacher as reyecho. Right? A teacher's not reyecho. V'ahavta l'racha kamoicha is your teacher. If that this year, that may be a challenge. This year may be a challenge. Sometimes a guy never doesn't get along with his wife. His v'ahavta l'racha kamoicha challenges with his wife. But every single Jew is a mitzvah after kamoicha means you could do it. The fruit of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah of trumas and maisers, and those of you that are learning Bava Basra, bikurim. Memela, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael had a special siyata d'shmaya. They grew better. They grew better because those fruit had a mitzvah that clears boretz. That's what the Zohar is saying. V'ischazaktem ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz. Look at the fruit. If the fruit got siyata d'shmaya, imagine siyata d'shmaya you're going to have. Imagine the siyata d'shmaya you're going to have. Yeshua ben Nun showed Klal Yisrael that one of the most basic things in science is space. Space. The limitation of space. Can't argue with the limitation of space. Yeshua ben Nun showed them, and that's what the Medrash Rabbah is saying, that when it comes to Ruchnius, even space is not going to get in your way. You're going to be able to overcome every obstacle. And whenever you go through life, when you have to do the right thing, you should always realize there's a siyata d'shmaya to mekayim that thing. And Hashem will give you the strength to do it. The Rebbeinu Shlom gives you the koyach. You know, when a person loses a relative, they have to make a dayan emes. They have to make a dayan emes. Same time, if they yashin something, they have to make a shechiyon. That means that a person, the same moment that they're experiencing grief, and they're making a dayan emes on the loss, they have to bring themselves to a level of being able to make a shechiyah. And it's not a stira. Hashem gives you the strength to do that. Every mitzvah in the Torah, Hashem gives you the strength. And that was Yeshua ben Nun's lesson to Klai when we came in, that the Badi Aron, that represents the holding, the supporting of Torah. For that, you're going to have zero limitation. Even space is not going to get in your way. There is nothing that's going to be able to stop you. There's nothing. I tell this to guys, sometimes they have difficult parents. Sometimes you have a challenging parent. You have a parent that's tough. But that parent is also mitzvah kibud av aim. Right? The Baruch Hashem gave me parents that, whatever. It's pretty hard not to do kibud av aim. There's nothing not to honor. Right? So, for me, it's easy. I can't give other people musa because I have it easy. But the fact is that no matter how challenging your parent is, the mitzvah is kibud av aim. That means the Baruch Hashem is going to give you the siyata d'shmaya to accomplish it. The Baruch Hashem will give you the siyata d'shmaya to accomplish it. There's a mitzvah to know kol ha'Torah kula. That means every Jew has a mitzvah to know kol ha'Torah kula. The Eibishter will give you the siyata d'shmaya to accomplish it. And that's what Yeshua ben Nun was teaching Klal Yisrael. That nothing will get in the way. Even something as basic as space is not going to limit you from being able to accomplish what you have to accomplish.